ask for opening comments from Mayor Fury.
Once again, thank you very much for everybody being on the line today. You'll see we had more cases last night. Dr. Cam will attend and we'll give the update on those numbers. At the same time, we want to respect her time, so we allow her to make the presentation when she does come in, and you can ask her questions right after that. We'll begin again in our normal with our normal agenda right now.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. So can we just skip to the Simmons and District Hospital for the daily update?
Yeah, it's Kaylee Russell with the Simmons and District Hospital. So very similar to yesterday, the Simmons and District Hospital still continues to work through the pandemic plan, working on building hospital capacity. And this work is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As I mentioned yesterday, this work is not completely or solely reliant on the number of positive cases in our area, but through the collaborative consultation with local, regional, and provincial health authorities. Our Timmins and District Hospital pandemic plan was implemented the moment the cases of novel coronavirus began to be known, and this plan is continuously updated based on accurate information to meet the ever-changing needs of the COVID-19 pandemic in our community. We remain focused on ensuring that all individuals requiring medical care receive the best care possible. Consistent with the pandemic planning, our hospital's capacity has increased to allow up to 51 additional beds if required, and the pandemic planning process is fluid and ever-changing as we continue to build capacity in the hospital to meet the needs of our community. As I said yesterday, the Timmins and District Hospital will continue to safeguard the privacy of our patients and their families by not commenting on their conditions. We want to continue to thank the community for respecting our visitor restrictions that are currently in place in the hospital. Again, we realize that these restrictions are not easy, but they have been put in place to save lives. Following the Ministry of Health guidelines, these visitation restrictions are vital to ensuring the safety of all patients and staff in the hospital. And as a quick reminder, free phone and TV services are available in all patient rooms, and staff are available with iPads to connect patients and their families and friends through Skype and FaceTime. The Timmins and District Hospital continues to respond to inquiries from the community, so if you have any questions, please contact our general information line at 705-267-2131 or email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Our contact information can also be found online on our website at tadh.com/contact-us. We encourage members of the public who are looking for additional accurate information to visit the websites of the Porcupine Health Unit or Ministry of Health. Links to these websites can be found on our webpage as well. As always, stay safe, stay home unless it's essential travel, and please wash your hands often.
Thanks, Kaylee. From here, we'll go to the Timmins Academic Family Health Team.
Thanks, Dave. It's Jen McLeod from the Timmins Academic Family Health Team. And our update today is just that we continue to work to ensure that we have the capacity to take care of our patients' needs in our community primary care setting. And we'll continue to do that. So other than that, we have no new updates for today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. We'll move into our municipal services, and I'll ask if Brian Marks can give an update from the DSAC.
Yeah, good afternoon. For emergency medical services, yesterday we had 24 calls with 14 in Simmons, transported two patients who failed the screening criteria, and one of which was in Simmons. We have a new screening tool in place to be used by our paramedics, which is consistent with the provincial standards and Simmons District Hospital. Food security, the schedule is to be released, or has been released, and it's to start on Saturday, April 4th. Already, we will be required to make a change, so we will be issuing a revised schedule later today. In terms of homelessness, one of our service partners will be attending the space at Northern College to provide mental health services to try to address some of the issues related or stress related issues with COVID-19 and isolation. Living space personnel continue to monitor social distancing, and we have the Cedar Street location that remains open for basic services should anyone require. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. From the City of Timmins perspective, we've received a number of people trying to come to City Hall to pay property taxes on their monthly process. And so we remind people that you can contact City Hall through our telephone or through our online feature and sign up for pre-authorized payments. And those are the best vehicles to contact the city. The other question that we have received from the media was, has the city made any decisions related to summer events, such as summer concert series, Canada Day, and the kayak festival? And at this point in time, the summer concert series, of course, doesn't start until the last week of June. And while we'll like to be hopeful that we're able to move our summer events forward, it's a little too early to make decisions on those at this point in time. Although we did hear, a somber report from our premier yesterday, so we'll take that in mind and we'll look for other options for the community to gather in other forums as those become available. So Dr. Catton is now here, and we'll turn the floor over to Dr. Catton.
Thank you. Good afternoon. So as many of you are aware, the PHC received another 3 positive test results for individuals with COVID-19 across the district. At this point in time, we have done 354 tests, as of last night, and I'll speak to how we're going to report this going forward after. So we've had 354 tests, 296 negative, 35 pending, and I can report just now that we received a call with the 24th case, which I will not be providing any details about now as we are just beginning the investigative process, but we are at 24 with 5 results. The 19th case, which was reported last night on a bulletin, is a female in her 60s who was tested on March the 26th and was identified as a close contact of another case and was already in self-isolation and remains doing so in stable condition. This case is in the area of Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smoothrock Falls. The 20th case is a male in his 60s, tested on March 26th as well, and also identified as a close contact of another case and was already following public health guidance and recommendations and in self-isolation and continues to do so. This case as well is in the area of Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smoothrock Falls. As mentioned, they were already identified individuals who've been following all the public health guidance already, and we appreciate their cooperation and continue to wish them well. The 21st case is a female in her 60s, and I will say for those of you that have looked at the media bulletin, unfortunately it was reported as a male. That will be changed shortly. But the 21st case is a female in her 60s, tested on March 31st. The investigation remains ongoing at this time. The patient is doing well and at home in self-isolation, following all public health guidance and being extremely helpful with our investigative process. The 22nd case is a male in his 60s. These are ones that are just being posted now through our media advisory and our and online on our website. The 22nd and 23rd case, these are new ones that we're just posting. The 22nd case is a male in his 60s, tested on March the 27th. Investigation is ongoing, and the case is unfortunately admitted to PDH Hospital right now in Timmins and in the ICU. This case and another case are connected to each other. However, at this point in time, we don't have any known links to other cases or international travel, and the investigation remains ongoing, and we appreciate people's cooperation and patience with the process. The 23rd case is a male in his 80s who was tested on March the 31st. Again, investigation is ongoing. The case is admitted to hospital at CDH in stable condition from our last report. We wish all the cases that are currently in hospital and all of their families and the cases at home, whether they're resolved or ongoing, all the best. We want to see people recover well. We want to see them supported by other community members. We want to see the privacy and confidentiality of details that are not necessary respected by all. And we thank them for their ongoing cooperation and assistance, because the public health investigation and follow-up and management of all of our cases and their families and any contacts is extensive, and we really appreciate the tremendous amount of time that this requires, not only for my CHQ team, but to all the individuals involved. So thank you. And we wish, especially those that are admitted, we wish that they recover quickly and do well. So at this point in time, we have 4 admitted. They're all in Timmins. 2 of them in the ICU. And again, our thoughts are with the healthcare workers, the family, the cases, and everyone involved. I'd like to say that we're going to be changing our reporting to streamline information to the public. As you can all imagine, we're going to see more cases. This is not about to decrease, unfortunately. I wish I could say it was. It's not going to. So what we're going to do is we're going to start having our daily updates, which is a little table on the website that everybody's been looking to regularly that includes the numbers of tests being done, the numbers of positives, the numbers of negatives, and the numbers of pending, and the number resolved. That will be updated every morning at 8 a.m. based on the previous day's numbers. At the end of the day, between approximately 4 and 6 p.m., we will provide the bulletin update that we have been providing with the last several cases since the last media release. This is to try and streamline and standardize processes and procedures. We're getting results at all hours of the day, and it is a tremendous amount of upkeep and work trying to keep everything informed and timely. And so with this in mind, I think it's going to keep it easier for people to follow the update and also more streamlined for our team to do the important work that they really need to do immediately when we get the cases and we have the information. And that's really to inform the individual who has been identified as positive and to start the important work up and follow-up of any of their potential contacts that we need to do. So we appreciate everyone's understanding with that and patience with the process and the timelines that we're going to be going forward with. As always, we reassess. This is an evolving situation. This is how things are going to go. It is a pandemic. It's going to change, and it's going to flux, and we're definitely willing to change with that. But at this point in time, that's how we're going to go forward. We've been saying for several days now that we need everyone to act as though COVID-19 is in their community. And even if we have not named a specific community, that is exactly what we need everyone to do and behave like. We need the public health measures to be followed by everyone. We can slow the spread. We can decrease the number of cases. We can decrease the number of individuals that are unfortunately having to be admitted to hospital because they're so unwell that they need health care assistance. We need to consider that exposure is possible anywhere and probable anywhere. I need you to wash your hands often and well. 20 seconds with soap and water or hand sanitizer. Lots, often, all the time. Pop into a tissue or a sleeve, discard the tissue. Sanitize and clean commonly touched surfaces, and don't touch your face, please, unless you have just washed your hands. And then wash your hands again, because now you've touched your face. If you are over 70, you must stay home and self-isolate. And again, as communities, we continue to work to support any individual who needs to stay home and self-isolate for any reason, and please reach out so that we can make sure you can do that. If you feel unwell, stay home. And done. If you feel unwell, please stay home. If you feel you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please refer to the online assessment tool. Please call the Porcupine Health Unit. Please call your primary care provider. If you're in need of urgent medical assistance and you think you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please call for those urgent resources immediately, but inform them also immediately that you have symptoms that may be concerning this, so that all of our healthcare workers, providers, emergency responders can be equally protected as we try and protect you and protect our population. If you are well, stay home. I can't say this enough. I don't know how else to say it. Please stay home. Don't go out with family and friends to the store. One person at a time, go for essentials, wash your hands, get what you need, and please go home. We cannot have people out visiting right now. We cannot be visiting our family members that we feel bad that they're alone. We just can't. connect in other ways, please stay home as much as possible. This is absolutely critical right now. And with the warm weather, we know it's going to get more difficult. Go outside and enjoy the fresh air with your immediate family by all means, as long as you have not been put into self-isolation or quarantine because you have been tested or have are already a positive case. In those instances, there's different instructions, and we can help guide you with that. In those cases, you are only allowed out in your yard as long as nobody else can be potentially exposed. For everyone else, you're welcome to enjoy the warm weather that we hope to have more of with your family, your immediate family that you live with. Please make sure you are following the physical distancing 2 meters apart from others at all times when out. There's been plenty of concerns about having group gatherings outside as long as we're staying 2 meters apart. And at this point in time, I have to ask that we not do this. It is okay to wave to a neighbor from across the road. It is okay to say hello across the street or when you see someone you're more than 2 meters away. But right now, I'm really concerned about the increase in gatherings outside for social get-togethers. If you have traveled outside of Canada, the quarantine act, yet again, and I still need to repeat it because we still keep hearing stories of people that are out and telling others they've traveled internationally. If you've traveled internationally, the quarantine act states it is mandated, you are ordered, you must stay home for 14 days. Please reach out if you have symptoms as we've advised, and please reach out if you need help to stay home and self-isolate. For those of you that have been following all of these items already, please continue to do so, and we thank you. Our families thank you, our healthcare workers thank you, our vulnerable individuals across all of our communities are at greater risk from becoming really ill with this infection, thank you. Please continue to do so. I know it is hard. We all know it is hard. This is unprecedented, and it's not going to be short-term. We're going to be in this for a while. But I truly believe that how long we're in this depends on how each and every one of us acts every single day going forward. This is absolutely critical, and I cannot emphasize it enough. These are challenging and difficult times. We're seeing unprecedented changes. It's hard, but it's critical, and I know we can do this. We have close-knit communities. We have amazing community partners, healthcare sectors, all the other sectors, municipalities. We're all in this together. We can support one another. We can follow these guidelines, and we can make a difference. Please, please stay home. Stay well. Ensure you maintain physically distance and find ways to be socially connected. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the great talk, Dr. Tatton. Are there any any questions for the doctor from the media?
Yeah, doctor, this is Alain Tavion from Rogers Sports and Media. I'm just wondering, my phone line glitched out real quick. Did you say there were 24 cases in the PHU region now, or 23?
I did update that we are at 24. However, online and on our own reporting, at this point in time, we're at 23. We got the 24th call literally as I was on my way here. So we're not reporting on that one at this point in time because we have not even contacted individuals. They have now, I'm sure, but we're just starting the process. So I just wanted to give that update. But we get the calls regularly, and that's why we're going to change the numbers and how we're reporting it so that it's more standardized and done at a regular time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you. With that, we'll ask Mayor Perry to give some closing remarks.
Okay, we're on a tight timeline here this afternoon. I want to, again, as I always have, thank everybody for being on this call in the media. All the frontline workers that are out there, you know, really boots on the ground in their faces. Every instance we see of individuals or groups not following the directives that have been so clear and concise throughout this whole process puts these individuals, the people on the ground, at risk. I want to spend a little bit of time, not too long, talking about those reports that I'm getting. Simple things like gathering at the post office. You go get your mail. This is not a social activity. You have to change your behavior. For the individuals where I'm getting reporting that they're actually sharing vaping pipes. Well, there's an old saying, and this is very blunt, but you can't cure stupid. We're going to have to be stupid because it's exactly behavior like that that's going to overwhelm the healthcare system. You put hundreds of people at risk. So change your behavior or it'll be changed for you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Ferry, and thank you for members of the media for joining us this afternoon.